Can you talk about the data that was seen in terms of the male-female difference in the 4599 study?
So our statisticians did a unplanned analysis looking at various subpopulations to see which subpopulations benefit and which did not from bevacizumab. And they looked at all the stratification factors, and none of those was there a difference between whether or not they were likely to benefit or not benefit. The only place where there did seem to be a difference was the difference between men and women, which is very, very puzzling. So both men and women derived a benefit from bevacizumab in terms of both response rate as well as progression-free survival. They both benefited. But for some reason, and we don't know the reason why, men seemed to have a longer survival if they were getting bevacizumab than just chemotherapy, whereas for women, the survival appeared to be roughly the same. Now, A, it's a retrospective analysis. And the other kind of interesting thing is that women did extremely well on the control arm. The median survival for women on the control arm without bevacizumab was over 13 months, compared to a median survival of roughly 8.5 months for men on the control arm. So I don't know why women on our control arm did so well, but I think that's one reason why we didn't see a benefit. One reason why women on the control arm may have done so well is they may have received more epidermal growth factor inhibitors. This study was conducted during the time that gefitinib and erlotinib were just coming out. The big news was that women seemed to benefit more than men from those drugs. So it's possible that women were more likely to get those drugs than men, and that's why even the control arm patients did better.
I know that that's one of your interests. Can you talk a little bit about what we know about the difference between men and women and lung cancer in general?
It's a really interesting and fascinating area that's evolving. We do know that women tend to metabolize carcinogens different than men. That's been shown in multiple studies. The other thing that's been shown in multiple studies is that men and women have different DNA repair capacities, with men being better. And both of those, even after corrected for the number of cigarettes smoked, for example. We don't have any prospective data as to why women seem to survive longer once they develop metastatic disease. And there's a lot of interest right now to try to figure out, are women more likely to develop lung cancer than men, even when corrected for the amount that they smoke? And that's a very controversial issue right now. There's some data that certainly suggests it and others to suggest not.
Is there anything from the point of view of the oncologist in practice right now, the sort of a practical issue of men versus women with lung cancer?
I certainly have been treating women with lung cancer with bevacizumab, and I've been doing that based upon the fact that this was not a prospective analysis in this particular study, as well as the fact that there was no difference seen in the colorectal carcinoma data, men versus women. And also in the breast cancer data, it looks as if women are benefiting from bevacizumab. So based upon all of those factors, I've continued to treat women. It is certainly true that sex is going to be a stratification factor going forward, and certainly is something that everyone's going to be looking at.